obviously you're freaked out a little. You had to make the decision, do I take the chance of getting infected? Or I don't know, the bills and the groceries still keep coming and you like to pay your rent. So you obviously go, but at the same time, you're thinking, how can I protect myself here? It's kind of like everyone keeps thanking me to be there. And I'm like, well, I'm only here because I need to be here. I like to eat. So it, yeah, it's a mix of fear and obligation.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you, I really appreciate you being there. But yeah, I can, you know, I can see how you kind of feel like you don't have a choice, because, you know, you have to keep putting food on the table. You have to, you know, keep paying your bills and all that.
Oh, yeah. At first, the anxiety was through the roof. But to be honest, after a while, you shake it off, you go home. And towards the anniversary was the other day of the shutdown. Yeah, my attitude is completely different from the very beginning.
A couple of months into the pandemic, grocery stores around town, including yours, started requiring masks at all customers. And I wonder if that made you feel safer, or if it, how did you feel when your grocery store started requiring people to wear masks?
I was happy because I thought it would make people slow down and think and realize that nothing about this is going to be quick and easy. And if you have to wear a mask and you see all the signs everywhere, maybe they'll be more forgiving about the long waits. But it didn't. It just pissed them off more. It was one more thing that they could see us as a face to the problem and tell us what they think.
Sort of thinking back to where you were at in this time last year, like, how are you feeling going to work now versus going to work a year ago?
I'm more tired mentally and physically because we're super busy now and we're so short-staffed because we can lose groups of people all at once if one person tested positive. And that happened a couple times. So the people that do show up are worn out and exhausted, but not because of COVID, but because we have to sit there and handle all the customers.
Did you have people like blowing up at you about you know, not having stuff in stock, like sugar or toilet paper and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. The toilet paper was a big one because the warehouse down south decides what we get. And if it doesn't matter if we order it, it doesn't show up half the time. It was a mixed reaction. People looking out for people and seeing the greed of people, like having to tell people, no, you can't have more than two. No, you can't have a cart full of that. And yeah, it's been a mixed bag.
Did it seem like it was more of like a supply issue, or did it seem like, you know, people were buying way more than they usually do?
The yeast and the flour that was bought in mass quantities.
I wonder if there is a customer or an experience over the past year that stands out to you in your mind as, you know, very unique, or maybe someone who showed you kindness or somebody who was especially mean or something like that.
Well, of course, you have the people that are naysayers and don't want to listen and literally screaming in your face because you asked them to put on a mask. Of course, there's going to be that. But the one thing that I appreciated the most were customers who normally wouldn't even engage with me or I thought weren't nice or standoffish would sit there and tell me that they were proud of me. How do I do it? That, oh, they'd apologize on behalf of the person like in front of them or that they saw walking past, or customers would confront them outside and call them out on their behavior. And that really warmed my heart. That was the best thing. I just want to thank the ones that supported us and were nice. And they sat there and waited their turn patiently, and they would sit there and they'd see how tense the air is and they would crack a joke or do something silly to make me smile. And I've had customers give me flowers, and that was really touching. I love the mentality of this small town.